All right, Hunter, this is live right now.
Here we go.
I'm nervous.
Hunter is like, I don't know, you're like a child that's given sugar, and I just have to like, hey, Hunter, here we go. Here we go. Goofing off. Hey,
you should have seen me as a kid.
Oh, I couldn't.
My parents constantly chasing me.
I would have sent you to the orphanage that morning.
You know what? I was fast, too. I was a fast kid. They could hardly catch
your little sweatpants suits? Is that what
I'd put my dad's boots on. They'd come up all the way up past my thighs, and I'd take off.
Where'd Hunter go?
Bastard.
This little sweatpants blur go past you. There he is. Damn it. Get him. Steve, get him. Anyway, yes.
Legit. I had a shirt that said Ivan the Terrible. I used to wear it all the time.
You should still wear it. Honestly, your wife should get you. It's awful. Hey, we got to keep her moving here. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to your car, truck, SUV, whatever you need it fixed up. Take it to owner John Van Lanningham and his crew, and you're going to be back on the road quickly and safely fixed up right, so you don't got to worry. You get to breathe easy. AIR.
Better.
That was a little better. Well, if Rick Nielsen had his way in the early 70s, he might not have formed Cheap Trick. Check this out. Currently on tour in Australia, he told Sydney Morning Herald, quote, "My wife Karen and I tried to emigrate here in 71 and 72. I still got the letters from the embassy. The problem was we didn't have kids at the time. Our dog was our child, and the Aussie government either wouldn't let it in or it had to quarantine, and chances are I wasn't going to see my dog again. It's too bad. I could have been in AC/DC or the Angels." Obviously, they didn't emigrate. They stayed here. Rick and Karen, who are still married, went on to have four children, including Cheap Trick drummer Dax Nielsen. Cheap Trick are on the Under the Southern Stars tour in Australia with Stone Temple Pilots and Bush.
Cheap Trick is a thing because of a dog.
Pretty much. Actually, wow. That's the way you could chalk it up. Yeah. Yeah.
Because of a dog, we wouldn't even know what Cheap Trick was.
It's interesting. And, you know, there's a lot of stories like this. It's always fun when you look at chance meetings, chance encounters, band members meeting at shows of other bands and then forming. I mean, I shared the story with you about Bon Scott telling his bandmates about Brian Johnson when he saw Brian Johnson perform. So here he is, Bon Scott, the lead singer of AC/DC, telling his AC/DC bandmates about this guy he saw perform. And then Brian Johnson is top of mind after Bon untimely passing.
Weird. Yeah. Weird how it works like that. You know, you just hear the music. You kind of assume they're like, oh, yeah, they just formed as kids and boom, boom, boom. You know, no. No, things happen behind the scenes that it's weird how some bands form, man.
The band's going to make it, bro.
It's going to make it,
the
bro.
The band's going to make it. Anyway, Rick, even though I'm sure you would have been great down in Australia, we are glad that you stayed here. I believe Illinois is Rockford areas where Cheap Trick formed. So glad you stayed, and glad we have Cheap Trick. We are very happy about that. All right, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, March 22nd, 1982, Iron Maiden released the album The Number of the Beast. I love that song. I love that album. Yeah. Oh, it's right.
Iron Maiden, man.
Run to the Hills and Number of the Beast. I mean, obviously, they got a lot of
Which
great
one's ones. Better? Which one do you like better?
Run
to the Hills.
I think Run to the Hills. That. They're both amazing. And I don't know if I could pick. Like, either one. Like, gun to my head, just play one. I'll be fine. So.
Nope. Badass band.
I love it. And Bruce Dickinson, dude. The guy's got like a super high IQ. He's got his pilot license. Flies the band around. It's nuts, man. Nuts. Anyway, well, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Tuesday. Of course, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.